Hello and welcome to the Viking Sports Podcast, exploring Salem State sports. We are producing this podcast under the direction of Dr. Casey Bloom and the Recreation Management Concentration at Salem State University in Salem, Massachusetts. Today we're exploring the topic women's softball with the senior pitcher Catherine Quigley. Catherine, welcome to the Viking Sports Podcast.
Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited.
Can you talk about when did you started playing softball and how you got into the game?
Yeah, so I started playing, I think, when I was like 7 years old. So 21 minus 7, 14 years I've been playing the sport. But yeah, I got into it. I was just, you know, when you're younger, you try out a whole different amount of sports. Like you play basketball, you do swimming, you do softball. And for me, softball always stuck.
How do you think high school prepared you for the collegiate level here at Salem State?
I think in my high school years, that's where I really learned to solidify all the fundamentals that I learned over the years. And in high school, I played every single game on the varsity team. So I played a lot of games. So I think it prepared me for like stamina and fundamentals and all that good stuff.
What certain aspect of the game do you have to adjust knowing that high school and college is a whole new different level?
Yeah, it's a completely different ball game. I think it's really different playing a doubleheader every single game. You have multiple games a week. So I think having not only the physical stamina, but the mental stamina to get through, like, especially if away games are like, you know, a 10-hour commitment if you're traveling and the two games. So I think having stamina physically and mentally was a big change for me.
So can you talk to me about your freshman year? Was your COVID year?
Yes. Yeah.
So how difficult that was for you? You're a freshman.
Yeah.
You wanna play a full season of softball, but then COVID hit and the season was over.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a huge bummer. When COVID hit in 2020, I was a senior in high school and I was really geared up for my senior season. It was, you know, March when everything, you know, started to happen, and it stunk, I'm not gonna lie to you, but I mean, you know, learning curve. And thankfully, I'm very fortunate that I'm back in the sport that I love.
So how did that prepare you and motivate you for the next season, which was your sophomore year, to get better and hopefully winning the MASCAC?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot to take in, not being able to play. So I think just being grateful for the sport, and now that I'm able to actually like play it, it was, you know, taken away from me, and we didn't know how long it was going to take it away for us for. So I think, you know, having the gratitude for the sport and being very fortunate that we can play now. So yeah, helps a lot mentally, I guess.
As a senior, how you can help the freshmen now, knowing that they are in the same position that once you were like 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think just being there to support them. I think, you know, we don't give athletes enough credit. It's pretty hard being a student athlete, you know, balancing all of it is crazy. So I think just, you know, reaching out and letting them know that they have someone to talk to if they need help balancing things or if they need just like some moral support.
Do you feel the freshmen might have like a little nerve?
Oh, for sure.
Playing on the first college games?
I mean, yeah, last year was my first year here. I did my first year at a community college, and it was super nerve-wracking when we went to Florida playing my first game down there. Sorry, South Carolina, not Florida. But yeah, so totally normal to be super nervous. But I mean, everyone has those game day jitters. I still get them when I've been playing the sport for 14 years. So
during the off season, how do you stay in shape and get prepared for the next upcoming season?
Honestly, for me, it's not so much about being in the bullpen every day. It's more of just being in the gym every day and staying really active, because from January to May, I mean, I'm pitching essentially, not every day, but most practices I'm pitching. So for me, it's just more important for me to stay really active and create that stamina for myself versus like pitching, because I've got 5 whole months of it coming up. So I can't, you know, waste all my power in the off season.
Knowing that you are both of a reliever and a starter, which of the two do you feel more comfortable and why?
That's a great question. I think I'd like to say I like relieving maybe just a hair better, only because I've seen what, you know, X amount of batters have done before I go there. So I kind of know what I'm getting into in a sense. I mean, I love starting. I think it's great. But when you're a reliever, you see what you're dealing with beforehand. And I think you have like a slight upper hand when you relieve because you know what you're going up against.
Last year, you girls went to South Carolina. Can you talk about how that experience was for you and just bonding and getting to know the girls? more.
Yeah, South Carolina was awesome. It was definitely a great bonding experience for everybody. I got a lot closer with, you know, the other athletes. But yeah, it was my first, like, collegiate game back in a couple of years because, you know, it was only my second year here at Salem State. But yeah, I think it was a great experience, and I'm really thankful for that experience we had in South Carolina.
This year is a little different. You girls going to Florida.
Yeah, that'll be fun. A little warmer. It was pretty cold in South Carolina last year. Actually, it rained a whole bunch, which was a bummer. But yeah, so excited for some warm weather down in Florida.
how does it affect you as a pitcher, the raining and the weather conditioning?
I'm going to be honest, I'm such a diva. I love perfect weather conditions. I hate pitching when it's cold or when it's wet. I mean, I suck it up when I do it anyways. I mean, we live in New England. I've played this sport for so long, and you have to really learn to adapt to these crazy weather changes. But for me, I just got to have a rag in my back pocket for the ball when it gets wet. But it affects me a little bit, but not a whole lot.
How you was competing outside of New England, getting more exposure, and for your girls to get better, knowing if you guys want to go to the national championship,
yeah,
this is the competition that you girls are going to be dealing with.
Yeah, I think doing spring training is fantastic for getting all of us exposure. And it's a great way to kick off the season because we start with some pretty serious competition down in Florida. And we come back to New England, and then it's the girls that we've seen before last year. So I think it's a great way to kick off the season.
Last season, your first game, you came in relief. But then your second time, you went to mound. You pitched 4 shutout innings with just allowing 6 hits and helped your team for an 8-0 shutout victory at South Carolina.
Yeah, that was probably the game where I was like, all right, I can take a deep breath now because I, you know, acclimated to playing again. And it was a big victory for myself, like not only like, you know, physically, but mentally. It was a big like, whew, I can breathe now. Like, this is what I've been doing for 14 years. This is, you know, I can do this.
On March 24th, you girls pick up a victory. Despite you didn't have your best command against New England College, but then on April 4th, you pitched that same team and you were in control. What changed for you between those 2 starts?
I mean, I think I take each game, you know, day by day. And some days I have great days and some days I have not so much. I mean, as an athlete, you can't have a perfect game every day. So I didn't necessarily think I handled anything differently. I just think that day I was on and that day I was off.
I guess Leslie was another big win for you, helping your team for a 6-1 victory. Can you talk about the importance of being in the mound and helping your team every chance to get a win?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I love to contribute to a win, but I mean, it's a team sport, so I can't say I did like a whole lot because I love having, you know, the girls behind me on the field and helping me out when we're on offense and getting great hits. So, I mean, it's definitely a team effort, but I love to contribute.
So I was checking on some stats and I realized on doubleheaders game, like the first game you come in relief, the second game you started or vice versa.
Yeah.
Like how you could do that? How you're able to do it, pitch 2 different games in yeah. 1 day.
You definitely have to learn to have a lot of stamina, I'm not going to lie. But I mean, unfortunately we only had 4 pitchers last year, including myself. So that was, you know, normal for us for some of the girls to pitch multiple games a day, which, I mean, I love pitching. I have a great time out there, so I love it, but it's kind of a lot on your body, but I think it's worth it. I love the sport.
So when, once you come in the bullpen, like, how do you know, like, because it's not like major leagues or anything. They have like a phone to call in the bullpen. Yeah. Like, how you girls know, like, when, and that Coach Russo told you girls, I want, let's say, Quigley, or I want the other girls to come in, like.
It's kind of just, she, our coach last year, she would tell us that day what order the pitchers would go out onto the mound. But unfortunately, if, you know, if one pitcher falters, it messes up the system. So, like, I have to go in earlier, I go in a little bit later. So I just kind of take it game by game. I just, you kind of got used to just, like, being ready on a moment's notice.
Is there a certain game you're looking forward to this season? If so, why?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess our last game of the season last year was against MCLA, and we split with them. We won the first one, they won the second one. I think it was a pretty good, evenly matched game, and we're very fortunate this year we don't have to drive to MCLA. It's a 5-hour drive. They come to us this year, and it's our last game of the season, which I'm assuming will probably be our senior day, so yeah. I'm probably looking forward to that one the most.
Senior day, do you think You're going to get emotional.
For sure. Like I said, I've been in the sport for a very long time. It's going to be pretty emotional to close this chapter of my life. But I mean, I've put so many years into this sport. I'm very proud of my performance and I'm ready to retire with the work that I've done.
Are you thinking for 5th year or for 6th year, getting your master to come back and play?
So I am. I'm in the master's program here for education, but I do think I'm going to hang up my cleats after this year. I think the pitching staff is well capable without me there next year. But yeah, I put in a lot of years into the sport, and I think I'm confident in retiring after. It'll be really sad, but I'm confident in retiring after this season.
What certain area do you want to improve in your game for this season, and what do you see in your improvement each year here as a Viking?
Yeah, so I always categorize myself as a spin pitcher, more of a speed pitcher. So in the offseason, I always try and work on my speed, but I know where my strengths lie. I'm pretty good with the spins, so I always try and work on both, but I more focus on spins because I'm just like, it's my specialty, it's what I bring to the table, so yeah.
Well, Becca Walker was your teammate last season and the past 3 seasons.
Yeah.
But this year, she is your assistant coach. Isn't it weird one season is changed from another? Like, she was your teammate, now she's like your boss.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year, Becca was a captain. She had great command over us and on the field, off the field. She was a great ally, and I love seeing her as a coach, I think. Having that experience of being a college athlete and then becoming a coach right after, she understands, you know, where we're coming from. She understands how hard it is. So, I mean, I love having her as an assistant coach. She was a great teammate and she's a great coach. So,
what do you learn from her?
Becca has great control. She knows how to rally the troops, and her confidence and her ability to attack each day with a smile on her face. I think that's what I took away from Becca.
So Coach Russo was your head coach the previous 3 seasons?
Yeah.
The previous 2 seasons. What did she mean to you and to the girls? And what was the reaction when your girls found out that she wasn't going to come back this season?
Yeah, I adored Coach Russo. She was a great mentor. I have nothing but kind things to say about her. She really helped me with my confidence. But I also really adore Coach Ryan. He is so well knowledgeable on the sport. He was our assistant coach last year. Now he's our head coach. He is phenomenal. He was a D1 athlete, so he understands what it's like to be a college athlete. And I think he's phenomenal.
Did that leave uncertainty for your teammates, knowing that Coach Russo was gone and not knowing who is the next head coach was going to be? And when your girls found out that it was going to be Coach Ryan Lee, what was the reaction, the relief,
I guess? I mean, I actually remember when it happened. I was sitting on the beach reading a book and I got the email from Coach Russo that she wasn't going to be back next season. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen? But I mean, I had full faith in Salem State Athletics and the AD and getting us a coach that was phenomenal. And when I heard it was Coach Ryan, I was ecstatic. He is phenomenal. And I've loved having him as a coach. He's one of the better coaches I think I've ever had. So I love having him as a coach.
Did that happen like in the same email that he was going to be the coach, or like you girls?
No, I think it was oh my God, you can't quote me on this, but I think it was like a couple weeks after. I mean, I assumed once Coach Russo stepped down that Coach Ryan, I was hoping that he would stay, and I was praying that he would stay because I've loved having him a part of this team. But it was a sigh of relief when I figured out that he, or when we found out that he was going to be the head coach.
That leave you girls uncertainty. Okay, hopefully it's Coach Ryan. We don't know what to expect, because if it's going to be a new coach that you girls are not familiar, it will have some time to adjust probably before the season starts.
Oh yeah, it was like a complete sigh of relief when we found out that it was going to be Coach Ryan. We adore him, and yeah.
What kind of expectation do you have for this upcoming season?
I'm ready to take every day game by game. I don't necessarily have any expectations for us. I'm just ready to have my senior season and create some great memories. Yeah.
How huge would it be for your girls to make the postseason after falling short the year prior?
Yeah, it was a bummer last year we didn't make the tournament because we were pretty close, but unfortunately we didn't make it. But I think it would be a great, obviously it'd be phenomenal if we made it there. I think we, unfortunately when we only had 4 pitchers last year, it was a little difficult. We have 8 pitchers now in our bullpen, so I think it's a completely different ball game. We've acquired some great girls, and yeah, I think we can make a tournament this year. I'm very confident in us.
What this team is doing differently this upcoming season than last year?
I think the great thing about Coach Ryan, that he's very to the point. He doesn't, you know, sugarcoat anything, which is, I can really appreciate as an athlete. And he told me he was like going to be a lot of bullpen work, a lot of live batting practice. That, I mean, I can't really speak on it because I didn't hit last year, but I think we maybe lacked a little bit offensively. And I think Coach Ryan is really focused on working on our batting and making sure that we can have confidence in the field and at the plate.
Can you talk about when all of you girls are in the dugout, have a chat? It's two and no, would it be three? We have to wait and see. Or when you girls chanting or more or basic, how that motivates your teammates then, and especially when someone is at the plate.
Yeah, I won't lie, I'm kind of like a ringleader when it comes to these chants. I love to just scream my head off in there. I think even when I'm not like playing that game, I feel like I play an important role on the bench when I'm screaming my head off and doing these silly little fun chants. Yeah. But I mean, I hate hearing the 4-0 chant when I'm a pitcher that I've thrown three balls. I don't hear it from the opposite team. I don't love to hear that. But you know, I do love doing these chants, and I think it's a great way to get everyone involved in the game because there's like 24 of us this year. So obviously not everyone's going to play that much. So I think, you know, getting everyone involved on the bench too is super important, which is why I love to rile everybody up and just start screaming random crap.
Well, who came up like with this chant? Like how this chant like all process? Like
the thing about softball chants is that you do it from when you're in little rec ball when you're seven until like the D1 athletes do it when if you watch any of their games. So you learn them as you go, but something quirky about our team is that we do have like individual chants for like each player. Like we have a certain one for Emily Henning, we have a certain one for Mac DeSantis, like ones that we've just come up because we're just so silly and random that we just come up with funny cheers for different athletes.
Is there gonna be a new chant this year?
Well, we have a lot of good players that are coming in that are really new, so I definitely see some new chants coming in. Maybe I can come up with a couple.
Well, talk about me about the freshman class this upcoming season. How valuable they're going to be for this team this season, and what do you expect from them?
Yeah, they're a phenomenal group of freshman athletes. We saw a little bit of how they work when we had our scrimmage, our preseason scrimmage back in October against Suffolk. But yeah, they're a great group. They're super promising, and I'm excited to see what they all bring to the table.
I know some are, well, probably Coach Lee, I see like they've been like recruiting lately. Mm-hmm. How?
I mean, it's unfortunate that like whoever they recruit, I won't be able to like be with. It's my last season. Yeah. But I love that Coach Leahy is bringing in a lot of recruits, because we're losing. There's like, I think, seven or eight seniors this year that we're going to lose. So it's super important to bring in new recruits. And because Coach Leahy, he has his own club organization, so he knows how to do it. He knows, very knowledgeable on recruiting. So I think he's doing a great job.
How many captains do you girls have this season?
Five, I believe. I can't name them. I'm so bad. I can't.
Yeah. It's all right. No, it's not like five.
We have five. Yeah, we have a big group this year.
How difficult is to be a student athlete at the collegiate level?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. I'm not going to lie. Balancing everything can be super stressful. And I also work full time. And with the master's program that I'm in, I have to student teach a couple days a week. So it's definitely a lot balancing everything. But as long as you stay organized, and I keep a calendar so I know where I have to be, when I have to be there, so I don't miss anything or I'm not late for anything. But it's difficult in audio, but as long as you're organized, it's very doable.
What does this game mean to you?
That's a good question. It's a loaded question. I mean, it was a huge part of my life. I made a lot of lifetime friends because of this sport. It's taught me a lot about, you know, independence, a lot about, what's the word I'm looking for? Resilience, keeping yourself accountable. I think college sports, high school sports are great at doing that. And yeah, I've learned a lot from the sport, and it's going to be really sad to leave it, but yeah.
Do you watch softball games over the summer? And if so, how that helped you grow as an athlete and just seeing, like, D1, like, let's say Rhode Island College softball or Massachusetts softball, like, play? Because there are some games on ESPN. So do you watch some of them?
Yeah, I like watching like the big D1 college sports. I love watching it. I think it's super satisfying. I'm like kind of like a geek. I like watching like the different spins that all the pitchers have. And I like to be like, oh, did she show this? Did she throw that? Like I definitely do like watching college softball.
What's some interesting facts about you?
Ooh, about me. I've been skydiving before. That's maybe one of my only interesting facts. I'm a bartender. That's my side hustle. And, oh, I've been getting into golf recently. Yeah, my boyfriend is a golf pro, and he actually got me a pair of clubs for Christmas. So I told him that I can't, like, necessarily really learn how to play golf until softball's over because there's different mechanics for each sport. And golf is really, really hard. it's a hard sport to learn. But, yeah, it's couple tidbits about me.
And then it will throw you off.
Yeah,
like, if you play golf knowing the softball season,
yeah,
it will...
it's crazy swinging a bat and hitting a golf club. They like, I don't know, I guess in my mind they want to register as the same thing, but they are so completely different. So I don't want to mess up any mechanics that I have for softball before my last season. But yeah,
can you talk about the bus ride, how the bus ride is heading to the game, and compared to me, when you girls go back to Salem versus you girls win or you girls pick up a loss on the road?
I think it's, last year we did a lot of karaoke on the bus ride to hype us up. We do a lot of games on the bus, which is just to keep like morale high, even if we're going to a tough game where we know that we might unfortunately pick up a loss, as long as we keep our spirits high. Same on the way back home too, just keeping up good morale is always good.
Who is your favorite MLB team and athletes?
Well, I think, biased, but I love the Red Sox. My favorite MLB player? That's a good question. Probably Mookie Betts. They had their, like, when I was, I think, a sophomore in high school was when they won big, the World Series. And I went to that game, actually. Or I went to a restaurant outside of Fenway when it happened. Oh. So it was crazy. But yeah.
I believe that happened in 2018.
2018, yeah. Yes. I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, yeah. 2018.
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to meal before a game? And does it change if you know that you're not pitching that day?
Well, the thing about last season was that we didn't know who was pitching until we got to the game. Oh. Which was a little... definitely was a mental game for some of us pitchers. But so, we're super fortunate here at O'Keefe that right across the street is Bagel World. And I love bagels. So I and a couple other teammates, we would go across the street and get bagels before, especially for the long bus rides. I mean, was it the best pregame meal? Probably not. But who doesn't love a good bagel to start off your day?
Everyone loves bagels. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up this interview?
No, thank you for having me. Roll the Vikes. I'm ready for a great senior season. Thank you.
No problem. So we talked to Salem State Vikings Catherine Quigley, and some key points on this interview is after this season she's handling the cleats. She will not come back for her master's for her fifth. Well, playing softball,
yeah.
Playing softball for her fifth and sixth year. Although she is indeed in a master program here in Salem State, but after this season, she is gonna be done. We also know that she is a bartender, play golf as well, and yeah. So we're highlighting Catherine Quigley of Salem State women's softball team. And Quigley, thank you for joining Viking Sports Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for all the listeners who listen in. And don't forget, your Salem State Viking women's softball team will be in action. Well, you started off in...
Yeah, Florida.
And Florida. And to see the rest of the Viking schedule, you guys can see on the Salem State Vikings website. Thank you for all the listeners who tune in to this podcast. And we hope to see you again on another episode of the Viking Sports Podcast. Have a great one.